Ezekiel, as inspired and instructed by God, told the exiled children of Israel about God's rich love and mercy. He spoke of the restoration of Jerusalem, the return to Israel. This is the work of God, not of the corrupt, ineffective rulers and leaders of the people. God told Ezekiel to say, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down," declares the Lord God. Part of the heritage of the exiles were the songs of David, which they knew by heart. Ezekiel's words echoed the description of the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm. Even today, many people who know nothing of God's rich grace and mercy know the words of David. God calls us to himself through the proclaimed word, the gospel of reconciliation. He shows us his love by sending Jesus, his son, to pay the price of our sins, a price that we are absolutely unable to pay. His message is not of our works to appease an angry God, but a message of pleading to allow him to care for us. What does God call the sheep to do? To lie in green pastures, to feed upon the very body and blood of the sacrificed Son of God, to bathe in the waters of baptism. We are privileged to reflect the love which we receive. God seeks the lost sheep. He, the one who is tangled in the briars, the one who has cuts and bruises, who cannot care for himself, that is a sheep that God rescues. He rescues sinners who are in despair and gives them comfort and hope. May our Lord grant that we recognize, know, and trust in the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.